Sanhedrin, your Xiaomi corresponding to Sanhedrin Babli Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Kol Shlala Tikbeitz El Teich V'Chayva. Im Ein La V'Chayv, Oisin La V'Chayv, Hay V'Chayv V'Chutzala, Koinsin Oisa V'Secha, Shneema El Teich V'Chayva. The Pasuk says, and all of the spoils you will gather in the city square. If it has no square, means no meeting place in the city, then we build one. If the square was outside the city, we bring it in, as it says, Tikboitz al Teich Rechayba, you gather it to within the city square. Sarafta ba'ish, es ha'ir, ve'es kol shalala. Shalala lo shalal shamayim, mikan amu ha'akdeshresh, shibasecha, yiftu v'tumais, yukavu, umasasheni, v'kisei ha'kodesh, yiganzu. Also says, and you will burn in fire, all of the city and all of its spoils, and not spoils of Shemayim. This teaches that if there was Hekdesh inside, we redeem it and don't burn it. If there was Truma, we let it rot. If there was Maaseh Sheni and Kisrei HaKodesh, then they are buried. Kolil L'Hashem Aleikecha Amu Shimon Imata Oise Din Be'er Nidachas Mala Ani Alecha Ki Ilu Atamale Oile Kolil Lefonai. The Pasuk says, Kolil, if it completely burns to Hashem your God. The Shimon says, if you properly fulfill the law of Yoni Dachas, I mean Hashem, will credit you as if you offered an oila, which is totally burned in front of me. Tell oilam, loy sibone oid. They say, aser afilu gonosipadesim, and tibi rabiusi and lili. The Pasuk says, and it will be a pile forever, you shall not build it anymore. That means it may not be made even gardens or orchards. This is the opinion of Yosi and lili. Vikiva oimer, Loi tivana oid, like a Moshe Haisa, in a nivnis of Al-Nasis, he ganak the Padesim. Rukiva says, it should not be built any further, that's the way, like it used to be built, means a city, but it may be made into gardens or orchards. In Bagmayatcha Mu'ma min ha-Chirim, the man Yoshev Hashem Micharoin Apoyu Nasanacha Rachamim, Vivichamcha, Yehovecha, Ozemer. But Mancha Roshayim Ba'olam Choin Af Ba'olam. Of the Rishon min ha'olam, mistalek chayin af min ha'olam. The Pasuk says that nothing that is doomed to destruction shall cling to your hand, so that Hashem may return from his anger and grant you compassion and be compassionate with you and multiply you, etc. As long as there are Rishonim in the world, Hashem's anger is in the world. When Rishonim cease from the world, anger leaves the world. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, property that does not have knowledge, not for good or for evil, since it caused tzaddikim to live with the shayim, the Torah said it is burned. One who intends to veer his friend and veer him from the good path to the evil path, and much more so. Amr Blazer, Michiach Bedaber Beloit Shila Yashav, Vestaim Ella Mipnei Mamainoi, Afu Yatsa Vyadav Avashai. The brother says that Loit proves this. He lived in Stoim only due to its money. Even he left with his hand on his head, meaning empty handed, he couldn't take anything with him. Adahu Dechsiv, Maher Himalit Shama, Vayecha Shad Mimalit Ifnashacha. As this explains, the passage that says, quickly escape from there, means it's enough that you save your own life. Siv b'yamav bona chiel beis aili es yurichai, chiel min di yushofat yurichai min di binyamin. The Gemara asks that it says, in his days, chiel of beis aili built yurichai. Chiel was in the kingdom of Yushofat, and yurichai is in binyamin, which is also under Yushofat's wall. Why does it say in the days of Achav, he ruled over the other shvatim. Ela melamed shemegalglim es achoyva aledei chayev. The answer is this teaches that schus comes through worthy people and liability comes through people who are chayev. Therefore, the avir is attributed to Achav. Lachin hu oime ba'abirim b'choyroi yastar v'vesigoyiv siyroi, which is a hitzit laseho ba'abirim b'choyroi lehaya ma'ayin lamed v'vesigov harasha hayaloi ma'ayim lelamed. The Gemara asks, and so it says in the Pasuk there, in Melachim Aleph, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, it says that With Aviram, his firstborn, he laid its foundation, and with Segub, his youngest son, he set up its gates. His firstborn, Aviram, he didn't have a source to learn. He wasn't punished beforehand. Why did he keep building until the death of Segub? That Rasha had what to learn from all his other children who died. He kept building because he wanted to increase wealth, and the curse all over his children, and they went and they diminished to fulfill that which is said in the Pasuk. And it's the end of the same Pasuk as before, according to the word of Hashem that he had spoken through Yeshua bin Nun. Take out the next six words. It should say, now Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer le'oisa benoi el ha'ir acheret bono. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in the Baisa, they didn't rebuild Yericho, rather they built another city and called it Yericho. Yachashi nivnis muta at le'shuba. After it's built though, you may dwell in it. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shurba karcha Oimer, matam alema bono es ha'ir hazois es Yericho. Say that what do we learn from the phrase, and he built the city Es Yericho? This teaches that one may not build another city and call it Yericho, or build Yericho and call it the name of another city. The Mishnah said Loisi Bana Oid means you can't rebuild it like it used to be, but it may be used for gardens or orchards. Similarly, it says in the Pasuk and Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Tev Zayin about returning to Mitzrayim, it says you shall not return that way anymore. And we understand from there you may not return to dwell there as you did initially in the days of Yaakov, but you may return for business, for selling, to buy merchandise, or to conquer the land. Perek Kol Yisrael.